Dial, everyone's always talking about the good old days, but I prefer to keep my eye toward the future. Why, I can almost see it now. The day you and I walk into the studio dressed in our bulletproof clothes made of spider silk spun from yeast cultures grown inside fermentation vats.
Don, are you sure you're seeing things clearly? It sounds like your perspective might be skewed towards sci-fi rather than reality.
I can see how you might think that, but it's not so far-fetched. Researchers have been experimenting with the super-strong fibers of spiderweb silk, trying to uncover the secrets to its production. The hurdle is finding a way to make it without actually using spiders, which are territorial and would cannibalize one another in farming conditions.
I guess we won't be seeing any spiders working at Calvin Klein, then.
I should hope not. Since this silk can't be replicated synthetically due to its molecular complexity, one solution is to engineer an organism that can produce spider silk. Scientists in California, working at Bolt Threads, studied the proteins of real spider silk, and from there, created gene sequences that are placed into yeast cultures, like ones that brewers use to craft beer. The microbes in the yeast thrive under controlled temperatures and multiply the proteins that are in the silk genes. In the end, you essentially have a hefty amount of liquid silk, which is then converted into fiber through a process called wet spinning.
Don, the future of science is chic. Truly, fashion never seems so forward.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.